ויולן שם, ויפגע בבוקר, so כידוע, גמור עם ברוכס learns from there, that Yaakov Avinu was מסקן תפילס ערבס, אברהם אבינו was מסקן שחרס, יצחק ויצי יצחק בסוח בסודה, he was מסקן מנחה, and Yaakov Avinu was מסקן ערבס, and we learn it from this פוסק, ויפגע בבוקר. Pagia Bamakar. You know what that means. There must be, you have to understand what Pagia connotes, because there's obviously a connection between that and Ma'ariv. Right? Yaakov is Masak and Ma'ariv, we learn it from Vayifga Bamakar. What's Vayifga Bamakar, Miyuchat to Ma'ariv? What does it have to do? It's one of the Nuschayas of Tefillah, but what does it connote? What does it mean? That the Torah used specifically this Melita to allude to the takana to Yaakov's atila, from where to we should see that Yaakov was Masakin Arvis. The Hesber is. So here, Lashem Shinui in Lukutei Harim, Rashim says Fasam is Harim, learns it up differently, what Pagia means. Differently, but I think the Pshat is as follows. Vayifga Bamakar, Pagia is when you encounter something which you don't expect to encounter. You bumped into it. Something that happens that isn't supposed to happen. Like take in today's Mishnah, it's a pigua, Rahman al Islam. It's something that came and was affected, like came in and upset things, changed the norm. The unexpected, what would pigua is Yifga Bamakarim is he's pegish something which isn't safui, which isn't expected to be al derech hateva to be there. What happened to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is in a position of tzar. Yaakov Avinu is in a position of golus and running away. He's headed to Beis Lava, right? It's a dark time. It's the beginning of dark times for Yaakov Avinu. In dark times, so we see, well, I'll show you this all mafurish later, we see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yoim connotes clear chasodim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when everything's clear. When everything's clear, so you see the Eibishter, so you expect, you daven to the Eibishter, Shachris Mincha, you daven to the Eibishter, because the gilui of the hanhoga of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is evident in the world in times of Or. In times of Chayshah, the gilui is Nistah, right? There's no evidence. You don't see the Gilui, Choshech, connoting bad and tzar and all that. You don't see any of that. Yaakov Avinu is in a matzav of tzar. And in that matzav of tzar, Vayifga Bamokon, he bumps into this place, in the unexpected place to see it, the not foreseen place to see it. He bumps into the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Said, this is Beis Elikim, not over here, Malachim, everything up, down. He bumps into that. What's the gilui? What's nizgala here unique to Yaakov Avinu? What's nizgala to Yaakov Avinu is that there is hashroas hashchina, even in a matzav of chayshech, even in a matzav where it's not evident, like in Yoim, not like Mincha, not like Shachris, where there's Shemesh, where there's Zohar. When it's chayshech and it's nister, Vayivga ba'moka, and even there, it's megala that even in the mokum of darkness, there's also the presence of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is as much with you in the matzav of darkness as it is in the mokum of light. In Tefillah Shachris, we say Emes v'yatziv, right? Emes v'yatziv. In Ma'ariv, we say Emes v'emuna. Emes v'emuna. So the taich is, what's the difference? In day, which is gilui, so we say emes v'yatziv, we see clearly the Eibishter, the strength and everything is in front of us. We see the koyach of the Eibishter. At night, it's nister. At night, that's not, you don't see the koyach. If you don't see the gilui, it's just the emuna in the fact that even when it's chayshech, the emuna, you don't see, it's the emuna is, your vados doesn't come from Riyah, your vados at night comes from emuna. Because you don't see, that's emes ve'emuna. I'll show you this afterwards, someone was by me, it's a mafur shemara. That what do you call it? That emes ve'yatziv is when you see klar, what in front of you, the nisim that are done. Emes ve'emuna is an ayah ve'emuna. Tchusharim here writes, and I mean that Shnickel, he types Yivka differently, but this he says, Sha'odom Nimshach Achar Hashem Yisbarach, Umamin Ki Hahester Hurak Letoiv. It's more than that. The Eibishter is there. If the Eibishter is there, the Eibishter is Kulay Toiv. That dictates that the Hester, the Choshech, is also Toiv for you. In your particular sir, you must need that Toiv, that Choshech, to get to your Toiv. So Hester Hurak Letoiv, Kadesha Yischazek Atzmoy B'toich HaChoshech. Choshech. Shal Yedei Zeh, Yesh Yoyser Nachas Ruach LaKodesh Baruch. Aval Ein Kavonas Hashem Yisbaruch LaHaster Be'emes LaHodom. And fakert, ube'emes, the tefillah of Choshech, the Meir of tefillah, ha'tefillah zu ma'ila yoyser, it's even greater than the other tefillahs. Kivan she'ha'odom yoydeya she'ein lo'y klum v'ha'kol me'ashem. V'ha'kol me'ashem. And therefore, imkein, so that's what he says. Imkein, what do you call it? Yeah, and it's, if he believes that, then everything's to the Eibishter, and ein ha'sitra achra yochol letardai. Then there's no achiza for the Yetzer Hara to chapara. Now, if it would be, I'm sure the Maral says this beforeish, if it would be the only, without the gilur, what Yaakov Avinu put into our genes, you see the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Ar, so you're responsible to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you see, at night you don't see, so then, or in a time of tzar, you could lose it all. Right? Then the Akadosh Baruch Hu could just, you know, okay, you blew it, goodbye. Then there's no nitzchias. Then there's no nitzchias, right? Then there's no nitzchias. But if you realize that even the choshech is toiv, and even in the choshech the Rabbeinu Shalom is there, so that means the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence in the world is all encompassing, right? If the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence in the world is all encompassing, then the world is be'etzem a facade for the Rabbeinu Shalom. So you are be'etzem, your makom is, you're in a makom of the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you're in a makom of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Yetzer Hara has no achis. If you're in a makom of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Yetzer Hara has no achis. The Maral in the Siva Salem, in the Siva Avoda Peri Zayin, the Ramaschal Vatiknu Leima, someone showed me everything is there beautifully and to the, in everything we said. Vatiknu Leima Emma, and he adds in the Kudu also, which I want to bring up. Vatiknu Leima Emma's Vyatsim Shachris Vemes Vemuna Arvis, Ubi Rominian. So to Maral, what's the Taich? Vizek ki Hashem Yisbarach manhig olamai b'shtei midas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is manhig olamai with two midas. Manhig olamai b'chesed u'b'toiv. He's manhig olamai b'chesed u'b'toiv. Vizeh bizman sheroi el atoiv. V'oz Hashem Yisbarach meitiv v'oise chesed im nivroim. V'kasher ein hazman muchan mitzad atzmei el atoiv. When it's a time which is not muchan mitzad atzmei el atoiv. V'ho yoroi Hashem Yisbarach yazev es chasodov. Al derech hateva, the dover ze einoi gam. That won't happen. Why? Ki einoi mishaker beemunosa. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom not mishaker beemunosa. You believe that the Eibush is all encompassing. He's there the whole time. Ve einoi oizev is chasno. Ulefichach zogt maral tiknu b'shachris kasher mechadesh ha'oir. Ve dover ze keneged. What's the oir keneged? Hazman shehu toy v'roi. Oz Shashem Yisbarach Yaseh Chesed V'toivim Asher Roi Loi. That's man. Lefichach Anu Maskirim HaToiv. What do we say? Take a look at what we say. It's not just Emes V'yatzev and Emes V'muna. In Emes V'yatzev, what do we say? We say the Toiv. Emes V'yatzev V'nochem V'kayim. And your Maskir the Chasodim of the Eibishter and the Geula, that he was everything. And everybody, that's all in the time of Chesed. He made Gedulos V'chasodim. Lefichach maskil ahazkir miyad emes ato rishayn v'ato achrayn, the emes of all the chasadim of the Eibishter. V'ilu be'emes v'emuna, but what's the content of emes v'emuna? It's how you help us in tzar. In emes v'emuna, what does it say? Ha'pideinu miyad melochim, malkeinu agoyaleinu mikaf kol ha'aritzin, ha'som nafsheinu b'chayim v'leinosan l'amayit rakleinu. It's all the hatzolas that were in times when you could have fallen off and gotten lost, the Eibishter still holds you. The Eibishter still maintains that kesher. That's the Eibishter at night. That's the Eibishter. That's Emes V'emuna. So the whole content of Emes V'emuna be'etzem focus on that. Ki vaday shnei dvarim heim. Ha'echad hu mitzad ha'toiv she'osu Hashem yizbarach lohem. V'asheini mitzad she'hoyu roi she'iyu chas v'shalom nikchodim. And the second is they should have been destroyed. V'lo yosav ha'kodesh baruch. So it's two separate things. It's two separate things. That's emes v'yatziv and emes v'amuna. Maral takes it a step further. It's machlekes in the Gemara. In Avarabba, do you say Avarabba, Avasaylam? So we pass it. That in the morning, Avarabba, right? And at night, Avasaylam. So he touches up that that's also totally Bahanal. Ki ha-hefresh bein Avarabba bein Avasaylam, ki Avarabba ha-bracha hi al-goydel ho-ahava. V'avas... This is how he's magder. This is mamash what he said. That Ava Rabba, the brachas on the goydel ho'ava, on the tremendous greatness of the amount of Ava, and Ava's oilem is al nitzchiyas ha'ava. The kol echod inyan meyuchad, goydel ho'ava b'fnei atzma, the nitzchiyas ha'ava b'fnei atzma. Yoim is the goydel ho'ava, all of the chasadim that you have from the Eibishter, begoloi. What's the aside of at night? You don't have those chasadim begoloi. It's a time of tzar when you could, if a person was a time for him to be b'tzar, then you could get lost. The Eibishter could say, okay, you blew it, you're gone. But the Avtocha is the Eibishter maintains you then also. So wherein lies the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael? That's these beautifully chosen words. The nitzchias hachasodim is liable. Wherein lies the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael? Right? If it would only be because of the yom part of it, right, so it'd be like you're playing, I don't know if they still have pinball machines, you put in the money, and you put your quarter in, all right, then you play, and you play, and you get extra people if you do good, and then at the end, big thing, ding, ding, game over. Game over, as long as you're good, the Eibishter gives you chasadim, and gives you everything else. Once you blew it, you used up all your sosim, game over, zaygaben, bye-bye, you're gone. Right, there's no nitzchis, there's no haftocha of nitzchis in there, there's no guarantee of nitzchis in there. Where is the guarantee of Nitzchias? That even when you go off, the Eibishter is good and he gives you the Choshech to knock you back into place and get you back to the Or. There's the Nitzchias, the guarantee of the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is Dafka in the Emunah, is Dafka in the Emes v'Emunah, is Dafka in the, that's called Avas Oilam. Avas Oilam means Nitzchi, Oilam. The Ava Rabba, the magnitude of the Chesed, that's evident by day. The nitzchias of the chesed, the avas oilam, that the ava is la oilam, that's the chayshach. That's all this yisayid. That's all this yisayid. So we learned from this that the tefillah of Ma'ariv, it emanates, comes from a hakara that even in a matzav of chayshach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us and everything he does is l'tayva. Right? So what's Ma'ariv? Mitoich, what's the Pegiyah is a Lashon Tefillah. What's the Lashon Tefillah of Pegiyah? Pegiyah is even at a time where I would have thought there shouldn't be an Eibishter, I have the, meaning I'm in the middle of a Tzara, the Eibishter is there, right? And I'm a spell, I'm makir that you are here even in the midst of my Tzara. That's the Pegiyah, that's the element, the specific context of the tefillah of the pegiah. It's better than a pasuk and tell them that. I mean that the Eibishter is there and they're gam ki elich begeit salmovus lo yira ra ki ato imodi. Right, begeit salmovus. That's spitz darkness. Right, lo yira ra ki ato imodi. You have to live with that emuna. If you live with that's the nitzchias. If you live with that emuna, so that. That's the Hatzalah. That's the Shleimus of enveloping yourself in the Rabbeinu Shalem. Now you find in Yaakov Avinu, let's look at Yaakov Avinu, these are the weeks of Yaakov Avinu, let's look at Yaakov Avinu a little bit more to understand, see something else which comes out from that. If your subject, in Yaakov Avinu it says, Uforatzta Yoma V'Kedma, Tzafayna V'Negba, right? Uforatzta means it defies Gvulim, it breaks out, in all gvulim, and it's a nachla b'li mitzarim. There's no gvulim. It breaks out from any limitations. Chazal, in the Medrash Rabbah, in Shmoyz Chofei Ches, say, V'hoya zaracha ka'afar ha'oretz. Yeah, the Eibishter says, V'hoya zaracha ka'afar ha'oretz. Chazal darshan, kishe yagiyu ad ofar ha'oretz, oysa sho uforatzta uforatzta yom ha'vekeh. Oysa sho yagiyu ad ofar ha'oretz. When you're in this battle and you surround yourself with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and you see, I am nothing, I have nothing, and everything I have, like offer, right? Bottle ka'afradar, right? If you're in battle like that, and there's nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so then uforatzta. Once you're with the Rabbeinu, your makam is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and not in this physical world, you have elevated yourself from any physical constrictions, any physical limitations, that you have. So there's no gvulim. It's nachla bli mitzar. It's nachla bli mitzar. Chasharim touches the medrash like that. You could have touched the medrash different, but he touched al yedeisha odom offer atzmai, and his kavanas today, there ain't shum. There's no nothing preventing. No limits. There's no limits. There's a mayor that kazach on that thing. I'm not going to say who says it. You're going to tell me probably some chassidish sefer. What do you call? Shteit and pusik. The pusik says whatever. Neitzer mitzvah lo yeda dover ra. Right? Lo yeda dover ra. So in medayik, lo yeda dover ra means it doesn't say that someone's who neitzer shemer. Someone who shemer a mitzvah that the mitzvah is valuable to him and he values it. Lo yeda dover ra. Doesn't say that lo yikra lo dover ra. A bad thing won't happen to him. There's no lo yeda dover ra means even those things which miteva hadvarim are ra, klapi the tzaddik who is on that dargah, their teva will be nishtana and they will be used l'toiv. So this person continues and says v'ze etzli, and that by me is the taich that Yaakov Avinu when he came. So again, this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu when he came va'yikach me'avne hamokam va'yosem me'rashesov. Right, and all of a sudden, Alayani Yach Tzadik Yisroeshe, they became Evan Echel. Said in Evan, when you think of Lifnei Iver Lesitin Michshol, what do you think of? You think of an Evan, you put a stumbling block, put a stone for the guy to trip. But Evan is Be'etzim, something that Miteva Hadvarim is not used for good. It connotes a Michshol. What do you call it? L'klapi Yaakov, the Tzadik, the Teva was Nishtana, and it became something that Evan itself wants to assist Yaakov, and every little Evan that's normally used to throw, to fall, to whatever, to damage, for people to trip on, Allah in the Tzaddik Yisrael, he wants to be Marvin Kvitchamai, wants to service the Tzaddik. That's what happened. And through that, it transcended Teva, and Fakir, it all became Evan Echo. Right? Nice Swedish invertible, Pshat in the Parashah, Zezok to Meiri. So Meiri in the Hakdamah to Beis Abchira. So the Meiri says, the Meiri learns like that. That's this idea. What's that have to do with the middah of Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu was this thing, Megala at night, that everything is Nirbay Nishalaylam, that in any matzev, it's always everything is Nirbay Nishalaylam, everything that's being done to me is Nirbay Nishalaylam. So you may physically be in this world, yeah? But really, where are you? You're not in the facade of this world. You're in this real world where you're surrounded by the Rabbeinu Shalom. If your makom is with the Rabbeinu Shalom, then you're not subject to any limitations. You're not bound by gvulim, not bli mitzorin, that's uforatzta. You're not bound by limitations of teva, lo yeda dovara. You're not bound by any of this. It's a mirror the gezach and the mirror in hakdamah to yisabchir. Baron Shabbos Dafkuf Yudches. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos. Noisin loy nachla b'loy mitzorah. Anyone who's ma'aneg es ha-talk a little bit about Shabbos. Anyone who's ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos is noisin loy nachla b'loy mitzorah. Shneemar. Os tisaneg el Hashem. Ve'ir kavticha al bomasei oretz. Now four interesting words. Va'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. Kol ha-ma'anagis ha-Shabbos, loik ha-Avrom, zog n'chazal, she-kosuv b'ikum isalich ba-oretz la-orka. So it was limited. Go to the oretz, la-orka, to its kvulim, to its length. By Avram Avinu, the bracha was finite. V'loik ha-Yitzchok, she-kosuv b'kilichol, zaracha etein, niskol ha-arotzais ho-eil. Specifically those, that's it, limited. Elo ki-yakov, she-kosuv b'yufaratz la-yomah v'kaidma v'tzafayim. What is it called? Kol ha-ma'anagis ha-Shabbos. Noisin le-nachla b'li mitzorim. V'achalticha nachlas Yaakov. That means there's a similarity. The Shabbos, that Shabbos gets a nachla b'li mitzorim, comes from the same idea of Yaakov. What's Yaakov's idea of nachla b'li mitzorim? There's nothing other than the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's nothing other than the Rebbeinu Shalom that transcends all gvulim. Shabbos is all the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shabbos is Hagufa. The person's no Melchavis from Malacha, does nothing. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. What we're meant to take from Shabbos is an Aliyah Ruchnis to appreciate. That's what's Ma'anigas HaShabbos. What's Ma'anigas HaShabbos? doesn't mean somebody Shomer Shabbos. You can have someone who's Shomer Shabbos and is nothing, he's as far from Nachla B'li Mitzarim as one possibly could be. But Ma'anig Misa Shabbos means you appreciate the Shabbos, you're Ma'anig, it's a simcha for you, it's an oinig for you. You value properly and are nis'ale in simcha and shleimus with the Kedushas HaShabbos. If someone does that and envelops themselves with the Kedushas HaShabbos, that's v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov. So you zeichet nachla b'li mitzarim. Again, you've enveloped yourself in Kedusha. You've enveloped yourself in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you envelop yourself in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it transcends all gvulim. There's nothing. There's no. There are no gvulim. There are no gvulim. Now, it's not a pashita. Obviously, it's not a pashita thing to do. Yaakov Avinu, when he went to Lavan, when he was on his way to Lavan, right? So Yaakov Avinu, the whole parsha of Lavan, this week's parsha, next week's parsha, and the handling with Esau, that's all Hilchus Hanhogas Klal Yisrael and Golas. That's all how Klal Yisrael should be noyig in Golas. That means the way to be noyig in Golas, the way to Lavan Garti, Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, the way of to withstand that is physically you're by Lavan, but where are you really? You're surrounded by the Rabbi Nishalel. You're surrounded by the Rabbi Nishalel. Yaakov took that into Golas, and that's how you survive. That's how one is Oved Hashem and Dovuk Hashem Balayla, and that's how you have the Nischias. Now, it wasn't an easy thing. You had to be 14 years Shem Ve'ever before that to prepare for doing that. It's not a Pashta Zach. But we're talking about high Madrigas over here. But that's what happens here. Now, one last thing. The three Suddhas of Shabbos. The three Suddhas of Shabbos. So, it's in Chazals, but it's brought even by Allah, or HaShulchan, and Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph, Zavalov brings. One of the things, the three Suddhas are connected to the Yovas. First Suddha is negative Avram, second Suddha is negative Yitzchok, and Shalash Suddha is negative Yaakov Avinu. Now, Shalash Suddha is a very interesting Suddha. The first Suddha of Shabbos is, all in Shabbos, Be'etzim. Suddha Zayim of Shabbos is all in Shabbos, Be'etzim. Shalash Suddha starts in Shabbos, and Be'etzim, okay, it's still Shabbos till you done by Baruch HaMadam, but it's still, but it goes into, after Tzeisek HaKavim also, it goes into Laila. Shalash Suddha goes into Laila. What is Shalashuddha? Shalashuddha is the Rav of the Rav. Shalashuddha is the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. That's connected Yaakov. What does it mean? You take the Kedusha of Shabbos, where you're totally enveloped by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with no constrictions, there's no limitations whatsoever. You take the Kedusha of Shabbos, where there's no limitations whatsoever, and you take that with you into the Chol afterwards. Take that you saw, that you enveloped yourself on the Shabbos, and take that into the Choshech. That's the way you survive the Choshech. Who is that? That's Yaakov Avinu. That's Shalash Suddha connected Yaakov Avinu. Take the Choshech, take the Oyer of Shabbos, and in your Neshama, the Oyer of Shabbos should be Meir, the Choshech of the Sheishes Yimei HaMasa. These are lofty Madrigas, but this is what we learn Al Kopanim from this parsha of the Pegiyah, the Takana of Vayivga of Mairiv, and that's what we see about the Midas of Yaakov Avinu. We have to try as much as possible to appreciate the opportunity that we have, you know, whatever you're learning, and with the Shevra Tefillah, to be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and our world is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Our world isn't what's going on, the physical things. Our world is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Surround yourself by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Nachla B'li Mitzarim. There's no Gvulim, there's no Achiza for Yetzer Hara, there's no Achiza for Sitra Achra. Vayivga Bamokim, that's the Emes Akiyum of Tefillas Meir of Yaakov. So.